This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's welcome in right now Brian Baldinger and Odyssey NFL Insider Calls and the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Get it? Brian, good afternoon. Happy New Year a little early. How are you?
Happy New Year. I'm doing fantastic. I'm ready to make all my resolutions and see how quickly I can break them into the new year. But yes, it's a good day right now.
Can I ask you, Brian, over the course of your life, what New Year's resolution did you keep for the longest? Is there one?
No. I mean, they all get broken.
Yeah, neither can I. I can't think of one in my life.
It's a good question, but I can't think of one. You know, whatever it was, like, I don't even know what it is. Where are my seatbelts? I don't know what it was. Whatever I decided I was going to try to do, I've broken that promise.
Well, you got Jets Dolphins this Sunday. Let's talk with the Jets here, Brian. You know, reports are they're going to interview Ron Rivera for their head coaching opportunity. They've already interviewed a number of GM candidates as well. Where do you think Woody and crew and the Jets need to go this offseason to bring about change within that Jet franchise?
Well, I mean, they need. To, I mean, obviously, it has to be exercised. You know, I mean, it's like deeply and scrubbed, you know, and all of that. And there's only so many guys. I mean, you see what Harbaugh's done to the Chargers. You need that type of effect. I don't think anybody can just come into that building and correct 50 years of errors and mistakes and, you know, doing it halfway. Like, it takes a force of nature to come in there to do it right now. I don't know how many guys are qualified, to be honest with you.
Would Vrabel be at the top of the list?
I just saw Mike in Cleveland on Sunday. He's got a presence about him. I think Mike would be very good. Like, and one thing I like about Mike, and I think fans would like, and I'm not here to, you know, throw shade at Robert Saleh, but we'd see Robert Saleh on the sideline. Like, what's he doing? Like, what's he fixing? What's he in charge? Who's he talking to? We saw that with a number of guys. Like, one thing about Vrabel, he's very active on the sideline. If a player makes a dumb mistake, he fixes it right there to make sure it doesn't happen again. If he's involved with the officiating, he's involved with decision making. Like, he's just very, very alert, animated, and active on the sideline. I like that for my head coach.
No doubt. And the job that he did down in Tennessee, and there's going to be, he lost out on that Chargers job to Harbaugh. I mean, he's going to be the apple of a number of teams' eye this offseason in order to take over their program and try and instill his culture. I want to ask you, Brian, about, you know, it comes up after the Giants' victory Sunday against Indianapolis tanking. And you hear from, you played in the league, former players saying, you know, guys that are on the team now don't care about draft picks in the spring. But the Giants' performance overall was just stunning at how well they played, given how poorly they played for 2.5 months. But what about the mindset of the NFL player with what might be better for the organization long term?
when Drew Lock scrambled 5 yards for that touchdown to really put that game on ice, I saw a celebration in the end zone. Like I mean, you would have thought they just won a playoff game. Like you can't deny the players to go out and do what Malik Nabers just did in that game. Like, you can't deny that to Malik. Like, he went out and he looked like the best receiver in football. And at times he's looked like that when a quarterback's got him the ball this year. Those guys out there, whether it's Jermaine or Luminar, battling there at left tackle, doing a great job against a good rookie pass rusher. The guys, how they blocked inside, you're looking at Van Roten playing center because he had to, and how he battled DeForest Buckner. Guys get sick of losing. And the only deodorant for losing is winning. And it's just so obvious, but you could see it in the emotion of the players on Sunday. And that's why I understand the fans and what they think and how they think. But you can't have players think like that.
No, because if your players are thinking like that, they're not going to be in the NFL for all that long. What about the job that you think Brian Daboll's done here? There's going to be conversation. There has been for a while here. Decision's going to be made following this season. Do you think John Mara, the Giants co-owner, and Tisch, do you think they stay the course with both Shane and Daboll?
Well, I think the decision is either that. Either you stay the course for whatever reason, or you clean it all out. Because they all came in together. So they're joined at the hip. And obviously, it hasn't been good. But when they got great quarterback play for whatever reason from Drew. The offensive line, Luminar at left tackle was really good. Kubis was good at right guard. Like, they played well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Front and the quarterback played great, and you saw the results. Now, it's against Indy. They're not going anywhere, but they've got good players in Indianapolis, better than what you would, than the results of what we saw from the Giants. But I feel like Brian Daboll is a good play caller. I think he's a good designer of plays. There's some questions about him, but if you don't get good quarterback play in this league, the coach is going to get fired, period. And so it's just a question of how patient can you be until you get that guy. And when you get bad quarterback play, and I just saw it in Cleveland on Sunday, you're not going to win these games. You're just not. The game is made for the quarterback. You saw, like, even Drew on Sunday, Drew Lock, convert key third downs to stay on the field. There were weeks this year they couldn't convert a third down, and it was just three and out. The fans got exasperated. The players are hanging their heads. Like, the whole thing stinks. But you need great quarterback play to compete in this business.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Mark Malusis with you, being joined by NFL Insider for Odyssey, Brian Baldinger. Brian, I want to ask you, going into teams that have wrapped it up, Where's the right line here? Like, I know Sirianni down in Philadelphia was asked the question yesterday. Saquon's 101 yards away from breaking Dickerson's record. He said, we haven't gotten there yet. what for a team that's got really nothing to play for, accomplished their goal, they're cemented into their spot in the playoffs, whether it be the AFC, NFC, in their seat, what exactly, where's the right land for a team going into the final week of the regular season?
Well, I've talked to Saquon, you know, about the record and about 2000. He wanted to go for it. This is 2 weeks ago before Washington, but, you know, the Eagles have not had a bye since week four. They're the first bye. Right, so they've played 12 straight weeks. Like, to me, for the if you're the Eagles, they play the Giants this week. Like, you don't play anybody this week, and then you just try to go 4-0 the next 4 weeks, and you go to win a Super Bowl. And, you know, honestly, if you said winning a Super Bowl or being up in, you know, the marquee lights of the greatest runner or rushing season of all time, what would you rather do? I mean, you'd go win a Super Bowl, right? That's the Eagles. That's what they're going to do. They're going to sit Lane Johnson and Jalen Hurts and Saquon and A.J. Brown. They're going to sit those guys this weekend. They're not going to play, and they shouldn't. And really, the advantage is this. We don't know what the playoff schedule is going to be yet. You don't know if the Eagles are going to play Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. You know, but at the same time, if you rest them, your key guys this week, you might be able to get an extra day of practice in, you know, getting ready for that playoff game and really getting a good game plan on whoever, whether it's Tampa or Green Bay or whoever it might be. I mean, you might get an extra day of preparation in for playing that team because if you're resting the guys right now and getting them as fresh as can be for a four-game stretch in January.
Brian, do we make too much of the stuff with Sirianni on the sidelines down in Philadelphia?
No, I mean, that stuff is, you know, there's an immaturity level at sometimes that he goes to, but his track record is undeniable. You know, he started the season off 10-0. He started the season off 8-0. They won 10 in a row this year. They've been to a Super Bowl. They've been in the playoffs. When he took over this team, they were 4-11-1, and they were awful. They were in last place. Had them in the playoffs the next year. Lost to Tampa. Like, they respond to him. However, whatever we think on the outside, it looks like the players do respond to Nick Sirianni. He did fix the coaching situation. It was dreadful at the coordinator position last year. In comes Kellen Moore. In comes Vic Fangio. They're at the top of the leaderboard in both offense and defense right now. They've got the best offense line in coaching football. They do respond to Nick. However, we see it from the outside in some of his theatrics and antics. Will it cost them a Super Bowl or a chance to it? Maybe. But they're going to be in a good position to make a run in January.
You know, when you mentioned that you talked to Barkley a couple weeks ago, Brian, I want to ask you, you know, obviously, you know, he got paid by the Eagles. He talked about wanting to be a Giant. And he's a remarkable talent, and we've seen it on the field this year. You know, how ecstatic is he by the year that he has had this season?
It's beyond, you know, it's what he always thought it could be. What playing, being an elite running back, setting them, you know, getting paid, all the things. But, you know, the organization, obviously, the respect comes in the form of the contract and the guarantees that he was looking for. But then, you know, he's never played behind an offensive line like this, an offense that is geared towards the running game first, where he is the star of the show. All those things can be done if you're the elite talent. Now we're seeing all the talent. We're seeing the blocking. We're seeing the catching, the running. And then, you know, the guy's always been just a first-class citizen. That's why, you know, John Mara had such a hard time letting him go. He's exactly what you want. Like, that guy is remarkable. Game day, you can talk to Saquon. He'll sign the autographs, take the pictures, be front and center. Never, ever come close to ever embarrassing the organization. Like, the guy is just, you know, he's almost too perfect. And then you see the talent, like, on display this year. It's what every team hopes their star player can be.
Brian, are you surprised up to Minnesota, the rejuvenation of Darnold and what, I mean, clearly the connectivity with his team. You saw the celebration after the victory against the Packers on Sunday, but the year that he has had at the quarterback position, given his journey here in the NFL.
Yes and no. Yes, I'm surprised because he's actually doing it. No, because I don't think he ever got a chance with a stable organization. I've talked to Sam about it a couple times this year. It really helped him last year, literally sitting and being that second quarterback in San Francisco and watching Kyle Shanahan game plan, watching the organization, how they built that roster, how they addressed weaknesses, how they practice, what the offseason was like. The whole Sam got a chance to actually see what the elite in the NFL do week in, week out, and how the important the organization is. So he goes to Minnesota, where they have that. They got a first-class general manager. They've got a championship-level defensive coordinator. They got a great head coach play caller. They've got an elite receiving core. They've got they lose their left tackle during the season. They immediately go trade for Cam Robinson in Jacksonville to get a left tackle. Like, he's seeing what it can be, and now he's enjoying the fruits of all of that. And everybody that just wants to run these quarterbacks out of town, when it's not really fair, because nobody does it by themselves. And Sam's like the persona of that right now. He is doing his job at a very high level, but he's got all the help in the world around him where he can just concentrate on his job. And it's paying dividends. But there's only, you know, there's only a half a dozen, six, eight, 10 places like that in the league right now.
No doubt. And Brian, I'll tell you, if you had to put me one spot this weekend, and it's an obvious choice, Detroit, Sunday night, Lions, Vikings, that city. I mean, I love Campbell, love the Lions, dealing with all those injuries on defense. Vikings, Lions, Sunday night, get the popcorn out. That's going to be an unbelievable watch.
Well, it is. I mean, we've never seen 2-14 and two teams in this position on a big stage like this for the number one seed, the whole thing. Like, this is honestly an NFC championship game. That's what it's going to feel like watching it, I believe, on Sunday night.
Hey, Brian, I want to wish you and your family a happy new year, all the best in 2025, and thanks for spending a couple minutes with me this afternoon.
Right back at you. All the best, man. Happy New Year to everybody.
You got it. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.